This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, one of the services that we provide to you, the listeners of this program, is doing the heavy lifting, the careful analysis of this indicator or that, the slogging through corporate earnings reports in search of a tidbit, the putting together of 2 + 2 to make sense of the bigger picture. And more often than not, that pays off. And today, that is an especially apt phrase because a review of corporate profit reports the past 24 hours or so shows that companies are swimming in cash. Apple and GE and McDonald's all reported strong cash flow and quite healthy, thank you very much, cash balances. So for a little bit of expert insight, we've called Campbell Harvey. He's a professor of finance at Duke University's Fuqua School of Business. Professor, welcome to the program.
Great to be on, Kai.
Can we assume, to paraphrase Gordon Gekko here, that cash is good?
Cash is very good right now. Given this business cycle is so long, 129 months, the longest since the 1850s, the probability of a slowdown or recession is high, and companies want to hedge that.
And so they just keep cash on hand and in the bank, as it were.
Yeah. So we recently did a survey of 400 CFOs, and 60% of them are strengthening their balance sheet because over half believe that a slowdown or recession is going to start in 2020. So cash is one thing that you can do. And of course, another thing, you could slow down your hiring.
Yeah. Well, so let's get to that and where this cash goes. Wages specifically. As we've seen, wages have started the past couple of years to increase a little bit, flattening the past year or so. With all this cash around, companies could, in theory, be paying more.
They could in the short term. And this is really important to realize that the reason that they're hoarding the cash is that when the recession occurs, they don't need to slash employment. Hmm. To slash employment is very costly. And then to hire people back is very costly. So it's better to have that cushion so that the impact on employment is minimal.
Of course, the wage thing has been going on for a very long time now, right? So that argument gets a little long in the tooth, much as this expansion does.
It does.
Yeah. One hates to pick on Apple, but since they do have $207 billion in cash, why do they have that much money in cash? I mean, what other things could they be doing with it?
So Apple obviously is a complicated case and it's a huge amount of cash, but any company that is sensitive to the business cycle. So some companies are not. So if you're in the healthcare sector, mm-hmm. you're not as sensitive to a recession. People are going to get sick no matter what the economic situation is. But companies that are sensitive might need that cushion. And I'm not saying that Apple needs $200 billion of cash. Yeah. I'm saying more generally that these economically sensitive firms need that cushion so they don't need to take drastic measures that they don't want to take, for example, slashing employment.
You know, it's really interesting. I'm not sure that I expected when I sat down for this interview with you that it would go from, yay, cash is good, but ooh, it's not great that they're stockpiling it because they're worried about a recession. That's kind of an interesting twist.
This is different in 2020 versus 2007. So they were surprised in 2007. They improvised. They cut too many people in the end. Whereas this time, this cash, they're actively doing risk management. Mm. So they're preparing for the possibility. And the good thing here is if a recession does hit, given this cushion, the odds are it's going to be a soft landing. And I think we all want a soft landing.
Man, that's that R word again. Campbell Harvey is a professor of finance at the Duke Fuqua School of Business. Professor Harvey, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.